Center. After a low of 31, it's 36 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For the first time in history, prosecutors will present a criminal case against a former U.S. president. Opening statements begin this morning in the New York City hush money trial of Donald Trump. Here's ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl with more on what Trump's defense may be.
The argument is that, look, $35,000 payments, these were monthly retainers, and they will also make the case that at the end of the day, hush money, catch and kill schemes. They will argue this is routine for somebody who is very wealthy.
Trump is allowed to talk in the hallway before the proceedings, but not during the actual trial. The Senate is expected to vote tomorrow on that aid package for Ukraine and Israel. They will be introduced in one bill along with aid for Taiwan and a bill forcing TikTok's Chinese owners to divest from the social media app. On this Earth Day, climate scientists say that Europe is the fastest warming continent on the planet, its temperatures rising at roughly twice the global average. This is ABC News. Classes at Delaware State University canceled today after an 18-year-old was shot and killed on campus. Inflation worries still weighing on business owners across the country.
Inflation is still a major problem for American businesses.
64% of the respondents expect prices to continue to rise, and another 30% saying that inflation may even accelerate over the next quarter.
Economist Michael Urich with a major finding in NABE's latest business conditions survey. Another issue, staffing.
We've seen labor shortages for quite a while now. 36% of respondents expect shortages to continue, and that's up from 29% in our last survey.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Well, she's already timeless. And now Cher is officially immortal, too, going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She is among this year's inductees, along with several other acts, including Ozzy Osbourne, Kool & the Gang, and Mary J. Blige. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. By the time this Life Tracks airs on the radio, I'll have finished this year's wild hog hunt with my hunting buddies in Oklahoma. Look me up. Hopefully, I'll have pictures of Hogzilla. I like to hunt and fish, though I don't do it as much as I'd like to. You see, I'm somewhat of a workaholic. Hi, my name is Tim. I'm a workaholic. We moved to Richland Center to the Free Methodist Church after having been retired for about a year and a half. Retirement for a workaholic is unbearable. I was overcome by the thought that I wasn't doing what God had designed me to do. I'm beginning to learn, however, at age 66, that we need to schedule in some of those times away to spend in the presence of God. 1 hour in church is simply not enough. I actually find that hunting and fishing are some of those great times to visit with the Father, unencumbered by the trappings of my work schedule. Maybe you have other ways to get away with the Father, as Jesus did, but everyone needs to build in those minutes and hours and maybe even days to spend alone with God, rejuvenating our love relationship with Him. A quick, hey God, what's up, simply isn't enough. So go tell your boss that Pastor Tim said it's okay to leave work for the day and go fishing. Better yet, tell your boss that I said you should all close up shop and go fishing together, sing some worship songs, and talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, and let me know how that works.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We are celebrating WCCU Credit Union's new Reedsburg West location with a special certificate. WCCU is offering a special 7-month certificate at a great rate of 5.15% APY. This special 7-month certificate at 5.15% is available at all WCCU locations through this Friday, April 26th. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop or stop by any of our WCCU offices. Rate based on annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum deposit. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, enjoy the sunshine early today because clouds will gradually filter in as a weather system out in the plains draws closer. Out ahead, this will have some gusty southwest winds developing today, and then some scattered showers by late this afternoon or this evening. Certainly does not look like anything heavy, under a tenth inch of moisture expected through tomorrow morning. There could be a break in the action tomorrow morning, but then some more showers could roll in from the north during the afternoon as a secondary push of cool air comes in. Along with that, some gusty winds. Looking quite sunny for Wednesday and Thursday as high pressure settles over Wisconsin, but it will be chilly, especially in the mornings, with some frost likely. Warmer temperatures will build in toward the weekend once again with gusty south winds. However, a couple of strong storms coming in from the southwest will keep us rather unsettled. In fact, there could be some fairly heavy rain totals through the upcoming weekend. Here's that forecast for today. Increasing clouds and breezy. 30% chance of spotty light showers toward evening, high in the mid-60s. Wind southwest at 12 to 25. Breezy tonight with scattered showers, especially early, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy and breezy with scattered showers, high in the mid-60s. West wind between 10 and 18. Tuesday night, any showers ending early, then clearing skies and chilly with frost late, low at 30. Wednesday, mostly sunny, cooler than normal, high about 54. Thursday, mostly sunny, rather nice, low at 31, high 62. Friday, breezy with rain likely at times, low in the mid-40s with a high of 62. Saturday, a couple of showers possible early, then breaks of sun and warmer, low 49 with a high of 68. Sunday, breezy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Low 47, high 64. Might even see some heavy rain Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
37 degrees with some sunshine this morning. Yesterday's high was 59. The morning low has been 31. The record high for April 22nd, 94 in 1980. Record low, 22 in 1939. Last year's high was 45 and the low 33. Sunset will occur at 7:51 this evening. Sunrise time for tomorrow morning will be at 8 minutes after 6. The air is calm. Barometer is steady at 30.02. No precipitation today. And again, after a low of 31, it is 37 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of weekend sports, including we'll talk about some track meets that were held on Friday and Saturday, and a look ahead at this week's schedule, plus big wins against the Pacers for the Bucks and against the Cardinals for the Brewers.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
High school track action on Friday night at the Betsy DeMerritt Reedsburg Invitational. Reedsburg was the top team in boys. Richland Center finished sixth. Richland Center was seventh in the women's activity. McFarland was the first place team. Looking at some of the Richland Center individuals that placed on Friday night, the boys' varsity 1,600-meter run, Malachi Fretz was third. Malachi finished fourth in the 3,200. In the 110-meter hurdles, Grayson Banker finished third. He was also third in the 300 hurdles. Boys 4x1 relay team action. Richland Center was third. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper ran that. And they were second in the 4x2. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, along with Kevin Hernandez and Fletcher Harper. In the 400-meter finals, Clarice Possen was eighth for the Hornet girls. And also in the girls' varsity 4x8 relay, Richland Center finished fourth. Grace Fretz, Clarice Possen, Rachel Waterfall, and Olive Harper. McKenna Anderson was 11th in the shot put and 9th in the discus. The high jump final saw Grace Fretz leap to second place. Pole vault action, it was Olive Harper finishing 9th and Ava Gotchel 10th. Soleil Ewing took the girls varsity long jump first place finish with a 15.5.25. On Saturday at the Cashton Invitational, Ithaca Weston's girls finished third. The boys were seventh. First place team for the girls was Cashton, while Brookwood was second. Also, Kickable Lafarge finished fourth, and North Crawford fifth among the 10 teams. Kickable Lafarge boys were first. North Crawford, New Lisbon, Brookwood, and Cashton also ranked in the top five. We have some results from the Ithaca Weston team. Tristan Peterson finished second. That was in the 100-meter hurdles. Kaylee Peterson first in the 100-meter dash, and Kaylee Miller was fourth. Also for Ithaca Weston, the 4x2 relay team finished fourth. Kaylee Miller, Leah Puig, Bailey Wanless, and Maggie Kirshner. Aubrey Cook was second in the girls' 400-meter dash. Jaden Boland was fourth, and eighth for Jasmine Meyer. The 4x1 relay team finished first. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Maggie Kirshner, and Kaylee Peterson. Tristan Peterson was third in the 300-meter hurdles and first overall in the girls' 800-meter run with a time of 2:33.34. Aubrey Cook was third in the 200-meter dash. Kaylee Miller finished second in the high jump. And Tristan Peterson was first in the long jump with a 15.6.25. Aubrey Cook, first place in the triple jump with a 31.9. Jasmine Meyer finished ninth. Bailey Wanless, 13th overall for Ithaca Weston in the discus. Also for Maggie Kirshner, she finished 15th in that event Saturday at Cashton. For the Ithaca Weston boys, it was Brayson Garcia-Boland, Connor Montes, Carrick Thompson, and Sam Jones finishing third in the 4x8 relay team. A fourth place finish for Landon Thompson in the 100-meter dash. Clayton Lee took first in the 1,600-meter run with a time of 5:54. Also for the Ithaca Weston boys, it was a 12th place finish for Sam Jones. That was in the 400-meter dash. Clayton Lee was first in the 3200 with a time of 10:48. The 4x4 relay team for Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee, Sam Jones, Makai Tuaulo, and Landon Thompson, also ran that for Ithaca Weston. And it was a ninth place finish for Landon Thompson in the boys' long jump event. There's plenty of baseball and softball on Saturday at the Royal Triangular. It was Weston losing to Royal 3-2. It was Trevor Westfall taking the loss, giving him 2 earned runs on 7 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. 4 hits for the Eagles. Blake Bingham, Garrett Granger, and Garrett and Isaac Jennings each had singles. And in Game 2, Weston was a winner, 6-4 over Melrose Mindoro. Isaac Jennings got the win in relief, throwing 3 in a third innings, allowing no runs on 2 hits, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. Trevor Westfall closed the game, allowing no runs on no hits and no walks. Isaac Jennings with a double, and Braden Gregory and Gavin Cast both had singles. Only 3 hits for the Eagles, but they took advantage of 9 walks and 5 errors committed by Melrose Mindoro. All in all, a good day for baseball, especially considering it was about 38 degrees during the games. Ithaca's softball won both games at the Royal Tournament. A very cold day for softball as well. Game 1, Ithaca was a winner, 22-15 over Royal in a 5-inning game. Ithaca had 16 hits. The winning pitcher, Olivia Young, with 4 earned runs, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. For Ithaca, Brindley Wanless was 2-for-2 with 3 RBIs. Ariana Lewis, 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs. Olivia Young was 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Holly King, 2-for-4 with an RBI, and J.C. Maxwell, 2-for-3 with an RBI. In the second game, Ithaca was a winner over Melrose Mindoro, 7-5. 7 hits and 1 error for the Bulldogs. Ariana Lewis was the winning pitcher with 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, and 5 earned runs. It was also Alyssa Muller going 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs, and Ariana Lewis and Olivia Young, 1-for-3 apiece. Olivia had an RBI for the Bulldogs. Elsewhere in softball, on Saturday, Mineral Point 7-3 over Lomira. At the Seneca Invitational, Seneca defeated Cashton 13-7, and Cashton defeated Luther by a final of 5-1. Mount Horeb over Dodgeville 13-4 in softball. A win for Tomahawk over Reedsburg at the Monroe Tournament, 12-7 was that final. Prairie du Chien 14-4 over Viroqua, and Platteville beat Viroqua 10-3 as well at the Prairie du Chien tournament. Elsewhere in baseball on Saturday, it was Wisconsin Rapids over Toma, 12-2. Sauk Prairie 10-3 over the Dells. Dodgeville edged Monroe by a final of 9-8. Monroe was a winner 6-5 in the nightcap over Dodgeville. Iowa Grand 11 and Kickapoo 2. On today's schedule, Richland Center Soccer will be hosting Prairie du Chien, a match that was rained out last week on Thursday. Kickoff time 5 o'clock, and the Richland Center softball team will be at Platteville this afternoon. For River Valley, their softball team is home against McFarland. River Valley Baseball, home against Mineral Point. And the River Valley soccer team is home against Belleville. Riverdale with a busy Tuesday as well. Baseball action for the Chieftains. They'll be at Livingston against Iowa Grant. And in softball, Boscobel will host the Riverdale Chieftains. Also, Riverdale's middle school track teams will be involved in the Prairie du Chien meet. Ithaca baseball and softball today at home against Seneca will be on hand at the softball diamond. First pitch time 5 o'clock as the Bulldogs take on Seneca. Weston will be home in baseball today against DeSoto in a key conference matchup at Cazenovia. And Kickapoo will be on the road at North Crawford among the games. A dominating first half by point guard Damian Lillard gave the Bucks such a large lead they were able to hold on for a surprising 109-94 victory in the first game of the playoff series against Indiana. Lillard scored all 35 of his points in the first half while Milwaukee was building a 69-42 lead. Most NBA experts predicted a one-sided loss for the Bucks with Giannis Antetokounmpo sidelined. It didn't turn out that way. The margin was at its largest at 29 points. The Pacers hit only 8 of 39 three-pointers in the defeat. Here's Bobby Portis talking about the Bucks as they approach Game 2 of the playoffs coming up on Tuesday.
I think the biggest thing is obviously finding out what you did well and then also cleaning things up that you didn't do well. I think that's how you do the midnight rule. Obviously, let it enjoy. We have a couple more hours. There's another game on. I'll go home and watch the Pels and the Thunder, get our mind off our game for a little minute. Then once midnight comes, watch the film.
Damian Lillard talked about his explosive first half.
You know, I was patient and just got the catches on the other side of half court a lot of times and just tried to play with pace. You know, if they was going to pick up that high up the floor, I wanted to just get my pace up and attack. And, you know, I was able to get into a rhythm. And I know I got to be aggressive. So I just, you know, I stayed in attack mode.
Elsewhere in the NBA playoffs, Boston 114, Miami 94, the Clippers 109, Dallas 97, Oklahoma City over New Orleans 94-92. A two-run single by Owen Miller in the seventh inning was all the offense that the Brewers would need as they prevailed in the win against St. Louis. Yesterday, that score was 2-0. Here's Owen Miller talking about his chance.
Yeah, just tried to mentally stay there. Just worked on my defense, worked on just my hitting and stuff like that, and showed up to the ballpark with a good attitude every day. I was following along. We were all following along here and seeing the boys playing well, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Miller, who was brought up from the AAA League a week ago, he prevailed, and the Brewers completed a three-game sweep. Brian Hudson earned his first Major League victory in relief. Milwaukee leads the National League Central Division by two games after extending its winning streak to four in a row. The Brewers are right back in action today at Pittsburgh. Joe Ross gets the start of the first game of a four-game road series. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
The guys are battling, man. They're battling, and they're coming up big for us over and over. We faced a great starter in Sonny Gray. The kid's been great for a long time. I've never seen him bad. You know, every time I've seen him, he's been great, and he was great today. And he had to scratch a couple hits off him. Owen Miller off the bench, the catch that Perkins made over the fence. I just said that 2 days ago, and sure enough, he jumps over the fence and catches one.
Elsewhere in the National League, Miami beat the Cubs 6-3, Dodgers 10, Mets nothing, Arizona 5-3 over San Francisco. In the American League, the Yankees 5, Tampa Bay 4, Cleveland 6, Oakland 2, Detroit 6, Minnesota 1, Baltimore 5-0 over Kansas City. And in interleague play, Washington 6-0 over Houston, Philadelphia beat the White Sox 8-2, Cincinnati 3, the Angels nothing, Boston 6, Pittsburgh 1, Colorado 2-1 over Seattle, San Diego 6, and Toronto 3, Texas 6-4 over Atlanta, and Seattle beat Colorado. That final score, 10-2. And that's sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
100.9 WRCO.
still better love me. And I can be late for a date, that's fine, but you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do is say that be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Shania Twain on WRCO Country and Community. Some great stuff coming your way, including our trivia question of the day in about 15 minutes or so. Hope you're having a great day. 39, so we're already warmer than we were on Saturday. I guess we did hit 39 briefly on Saturday, but it did not feel like it, I'll tell you that. Sunshine and no wind and 39. This is Carrie Underwood.
Still smells like my shampoo. That messed up tape deck still stuck playing that mix I made for you. Yeah, that's my strawberry wine stain, my nail polish on the tailgate. So much of me left, I bet you must get deja vu. Thank you.
shotgun riding in your head.
Hit it. Like watching your team while you sit on the bench, waiting on five to start on six. Out in the sun or in the AC, 2 hours left when the hands hit three. If you're wanting overtime, I'm sorry, I'm sick. Waiting on five to start on six. Everybody watching that tick-tock tick. The slower it goes, the closer it gets. We'll be cracking it, popping it, giving it a twist. Monday morning blues and my head is a mess. Friday rolls around, I'm getting that itch. Waiting on five to start on six. Everybody watching that tick-tock tick. The slower it goes, the closer it gets. We'll be cracking it, popping it, giving it a twist. Waiting on five to start on six. Hey! Hey, in a dish. I'm sick and tired of making somebody else rich. Been working all day, about time to quit. Waiting on five to start on six. Everybody watching that tick-tock tick. The slower it goes, the closer it gets. We'll be cracking it, popping it, giving it a twist. Waiting on five to start on a sixer. Waiting on five, waiting on five, waiting on five when it's time.
There are several things to celebrate today. We've talked about it earlier. It is Earth Day, or International Mother Earth Day. Chemists celebrate Earth Day. April showers. And it's Girl Scout Leader Day. In God We Trust Day. And it's National Jelly Bean Day. I like some jelly beans. I don't like the ones where you got to take a chance. Where, you know, the jelly bean game, where some of them taste like rotten stuff and others are sweet. That's a little bit unnerving. But if I get a regular box and nobody sabotages them, I like them.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
It is hard to balance the combination of spring's warm, rainy days with the occasional winter wind chill. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. A heat pump from Armstrong Air is a great solution for inconsistent temperatures. There are also financial incentives for upgrading to a heat pump, along with potential energy savings on your utility bill. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote, 647-6345.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
100.9 WRCO. I remember when we first met, you were in a sundress, we were only 17. Looking past my shoulder as you were walking over, didn't think that you were looking at me. All you and your friends, yeah, we were just kids, spinning the bottle and hoping we'd kiss. Remember when we first met, you were in a sundress, summertime at 17. Singing, ooh, 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 playing Never Have I Ever, and we will drink another. Singing, ooh, 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 never had I ever thought that we would be together. Driving back to your hometown, where we used to joke about settling down. I want to double dare you to stay the night, play the game we used to play one more time. Never have I ever thought I would ever feel the way that I do. Never have I ever thought I would get somebody like you. Whiskey all night long, bottle with a fake ID. You know when you're so young, always trying to get some, you would just laugh at me. Yeah, we doubled down when we had no money. Looking back now, girl, it seems kind of funny. We used to get so drunk, drinking all night long. Damn, we made some memories. Now we're driving back to your hometown, where we used to joke about settling down. I wanna double dare you to stay the night, play the game we used to play one more time. Never have I ever thought I would ever feel the way that I do. Never have I ever thought I would get somebody like you. Drink another, singing, ooh, ooh, ooh. Never had I ever thought we would be together. Driving back to your hometown, where we used to joke about settling down. I want a double dare you to stay the night, play the game we used to play one more time. Never have I ever thought I would ever feel the way that I do. Never have I ever thought I would get somebody like you. Somebody like you, 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 you,
never thought I would get somebody like you.
Brett Kissel on WRCO. Good morning, 8:41 the time, as we roll on toward our trivia question of the day right around the bend here. Here is Molly with the Haymakers. WRCO Radio with Molly and the Haymakers today. A Nigerian chess champion and child education advocate has played chess nonstop for 60 hours. Tunde Anoko was attempting to break the Guinness World Record for longest chess marathon. He started the attempt Wednesday in New York and aims to use it to raise $1 million to fund education for vulnerable children across Africa. He reached the 60-hour mark at about 12:40 a.m. Saturday, surpassing the existing chess marathon record of 56 hours, 9 minutes, and 37 seconds. I used to like play chess, but that's a hard game to stay awake during, for me anyway, especially if your partner is taking, the person you're playing against is playing quite a bit, taking time, so so good for him. Also, in the news today, you'd don't have to hide to be a fan of the TV show Bluey. And maybe you don't have kids and you still watch it. That's a sizable audience of adult fans of the show who reminisce about their childhoods by watching the adventures of the blue Australian cattle dog on Disney Plus. One grown-up fan says she enjoys watching Bluey because it doesn't make her afraid of the world like other programs do. Another fan who's a dad says he gets emotional thinking last week's episode could be the last. Dog site Rover.com, which tracks dog names, says there's been an uptick of dogs lately called Bluey, Bingo, Chili, or Bandit. I've watched it a few times with my grandkids, too. That is actually a pretty good show. Bluey, they have a lot of imagination. The parents are interacting with the kids all the time. I think it's a really cool show. So, yeah, I admit, I've watched it when the kids weren't there. Okay, well, we have trivia today. Going to the TV once again. Which MASH actor left the show in 1979, saying he had taken the character as far as he could and was suffering burnout? Which MASH character actor left the show in 1979, saying he had taken the character as far as he could? 608-647-4155.
Cold beer could be cheaper. But I sure love a new truck. But I can't sell this beater. My freezer needs more deer meat. My grass could use more rain. But even on the hard days, man, I can't complain. I still live and breathe. I love the job I'm leaving. And I just hit three green lights in a row. I take for granted. Well, sometimes when I get home, all I want to do is kick back on the sofa and kick off these work boots. I'm too tired to chuck the pigskin, tell a story, tuck the kids in, and stay up with the missus. But I'm going to deny while I'm still living and breathing. I love the job I'm leaving. And I just hit three green lights in a row on my way home. And I got a family that loves me. Someone looking out up above me. And I still got some blue skies left to go. But I'm the way to definition of what a lucky man is. When I take a look at all the things I take for granted. Well, I'm still living and breathing. I love the job I'm leaving. And I just hit four green lights in a row. I'm almost home to a family that loves me. Yeah, there must be someone looking out up above me. And I still got some blue skies left to go. But I'm the after definition of what a lucky man is. When I take a look at all the things I take for granted. When I take a look at all the things that I take for granted.
Larry Fleet on WRCO Radio. It is 42 degrees at 10 minutes before 9. Trivia time today as we have found our winner. Congratulations, Rick Jones. The MASH actor who left the show in 1979 saying he had taken the character as far as he could and was suffering burnout. The character actor was Mr. Gary Berghoff of Radar fame. We had some other guesses, but none the right till we got Rick's answer. Radar. I think a lot of people think that he was on there for the whole run of the show, but he was not, and took off a little bit early. McLean Stevenson did that as well, and took off to be in other shows, and that didn't necessarily work out that well for him. You know, I guess I've never understood that. I know that you don't want to get like pigeonholed, so to speak, as, you know, this is the only part that you can play. But when you're on, like, the number one show in America, and you decide, I want to do something else. It's kind of, it might not be always the best career move. Coming up, today's notes on the morning show, some community conversation. We look forward to bringing that your way after 9 o'clock today. The trivia question of the day this hour is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better-for-you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808. Or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with 2 full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Happy Trails Time, coming up from WRCO Radio. Here's Robbie Johnson.
I'd be lying if I told you you're the first one to climb onto this bench seat of my ride. And I'd be crazy not to think my reputation ain't sitting on the backseat of your mind. Now I wonder and ponder on why you'd wander the moon in your eyes. You should know there is no way I'll ever find your in this jagged heart of mine. 'Cause I got a reputation of a love infatuation. I'm a lover. Love ain't what I do. No, it ain't a contradiction. It's a runaway addiction. I'm a runner. Running's all I do. But if you stay for a while, it's a hell of a ride. Girl, you'd be crazy to think that I could love you. And I can't even find love for myself. And you'd be foolish to think that I could hate you. If you go find some love with someone else, now I wonder and ponder on why you'd wander with the moon in your eyes. You should know there is no way you'll ever find your way in this jagged heart of mine. 'Cause I got a reputation of a love infatuation. I'm a lover, but love ain't what I do. No, it ain't a contradiction. It's a runaway addiction. I'm a runner. I run away from you. But if you stay for a while, it's a hell of a ride. Yes, you know there is no way you'll ever find your way in this jagged heart of mine. 'Cause you got a reputation of a love infatuation. You're a lover, but love ain't what you do. No, it ain't a contradiction, it's a runaway addiction. You're a runner, and you run away from you. So I guess we're both alive, two wanderers running in the night.